speak about it tonight. We left off with the kasha, based on the Gemara, but the Pesachim tells us that you are right, but you are there is the on the other hand, we have a few Gemaras that seem to speak about situations of Yehar Bel Yavar that are arising, and yet the Gemara doesn't pick on. I just have to mess it up. I think we have some more. The Gemara speaks about situations that have been about Yavor, and the Gemara for some reason doesn't mention the Yavor. The Gemara that we spent a lot of time on assumes that they ended up on Talmud Bey and not Esther. And the Gemara asked why Esther for Hesia Havia, the question that the Shulam wants is, why did the Gemara pick on the fact that Esther was for Hesia? The paper claimed that it was Yehar Bel Yavor because it was Gilei Arayos. Gives the rule, assuming she was a married woman, we'll work with that assumption, she was a married woman, it's still sin up, it's Gilei Arayos, why not? So we had a couple of possibilities last week. We spoke a lot about the Rivom Shita, about Sheva Tas and Sukkot Yatsei. We spoke a little bit about the Alamor Shita, about Hanos Atzman. We spoke a little bit about the Ramban Shita, about that maybe it's with a Goy, so maybe the Yisum Eishes Ish doesn't apply with a Goy. But now we're going to get to the fourth Shita, which is going to take up really the bulk of today's Shia, and that's the view of Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosus in Sanhedrin, and the Ayin Dalam of Beis.
I had it with me leaving the house.
I had a phone upset behind there. I would have had my way.
You looked at that chest?
I looked at it. There's one missing.
I have it.
That would have saved me some exercise.
They
use
the second
shot. He wanted you to get
extra. Okay, what do I want to do for? So comes Tysus to the Dalam Rebbeis, the Dir Maschel Vaha, and Dalam Rebbeis, about 7 or 8 lines up from the top, the Tirich Abedatam. Dir Maschel Vaha, first one is Gilei Arayos, the Tirich Abedatam. The Ein Chayavin Misa. That one is not a chayav misa for having bia with a goy, even though the woman who's having bia with a goy is a eishes ish. This starts to sound almost like Ramban, but we'll see in a moment which direction the Ram goes in. Mishum derachamana afkare lazare de evi kichavim kin yamin rebrek neisal ha'anusa. That since the Torah declares that the zera of a goy is commandalis, it doesn't count as anything. The particular context of Tosis quotes from some of a complicated Gemara Masechet Yevamos. So Tosis says, just as the zera of a goy doesn't count, so too the bia of a goy doesn't count, and bia's akum lach shma bia. Now this is reminiscent of the Ramban, but not really the same as the Ramban. The Ramban didn't make a global statement that the mice of bia that a goy has is not called a bia in halacha. That's not true. Ramban just said there's a din prakti, there's a localized din in the Yisra of Eishes Ish, the Zinsa of Ish, Yinaf is Eishes Ish, Kiyinish Yinaf is Eishes Re'ehu. The only time there's an Yisra, it's the Chayav Misa for Eishes Ish, is only when it's Re'eishes Re'ehu. And the Goy is not Bechal Re'ehu, therefore the din prakti of Eishes Ish, the Holy Surah doesn't apply. Rabbeinu Tam is saying something much more sweeping than the Ramban. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, you know why it's not called Eishes Ish? You know why it's not called Gilei Arayos? Not even a posikesh, right? It's not called Bia. It's not a Maisidia altogether. How did Rabbeinu Tam know it's not called a Maisidia? So we dug up a Gemara in Yevamos of Tzadiches, which says that Zera of a Goy is not called Zera, a Pi Halacha, complicated stories, the Yichzer, etc. What did not mean Bia of a Goy is not called a Bia. Now one can already begin to sense that's a tremendous leap of faith that Rabbeinu Tam made. The reason why none of the other Rishonim made up the phrase is they felt that the Gemara doesn't say anything about that. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who made up this phrase called Piyasak of Rav Shua Bia. The whole thing is not true. The other Rishonim say the Gemara in Yevamos has absolutely no bearing on this at all. But this is Rabbeinu Tam's solution to the problem. So we have a fourth answer to our age-old dilemma. Why does the Gemara ask for Esther for Hesia? What happened to Gilei Arayos? So we have the Rivam, we have the Balmor, we have the Ramban, and now we have Rabbeinu Tam, who is Piyasak of Rav Shua Bia. But now Rabbeinu Tam.
How does Rabbeinu Tam
mean
in the Karka, the way he's saying
that? It's a very, 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 it's a very difficult Rabbeinu Tam. What in the world is the connection? I mean, it's a connection, but it's really a big, big jump. Rabbeinu Tam seems to be assuming that those two statements go hand in hand. That if it's a bia, then it's zera, if it's zera, then it's a bia, and if one's missing, then the other's missing also. It's a very, very big tradition of Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbi Natan did.
But nonetheless, it's Aster Vifar Hes, yeah.
Right, right. It's still close for Hesi. Right. I mean, for Hesi, even changing shoelaces is us. You know, I mean, you know, for Hesi, it doesn't have to be so chama. But now Rabbi Natan took his shita and Mamish took it flying. Comes Rabbi Natan and says, that which I was just the Chadish is not just a theoretical wondish answer to explain away a Gemara tucked away in $9 Sanhedrin. Rabbi Natan paskin the shayla halacha la maisa, maisa shahaya, nerve oya maisa. Rabbi Natan paskin la halacha. Based on what he just said. Listen to the story. Continues in Tosfos. Mitochach, hayereitzer binatam, lahatir bas Yisrael, shehemira, ubo alea oevi kechovim, vishuv nizgayir ima, lakaima biyahadus. Listen to what happened. There was a bas Yisrael who was married, and she went off the derech. And when I mean off the derech, I mean off the derech. She converted to Christianity. She became a Christian, and she ran off with a goy. And she ran off, married a living b'isser with a goy, and she never received a get from her husband. And eventually, at some point, did the husband get her a get, or most probably the Jewish husband died, whatever the case was, so be it. So here she rode off in the sunset with the night, with the goy, with the whatever, and she was baptized, she was living as a Christian with a goyish husband, and all of a sudden, she wanted to be chayza b'tshuva. Not only did she want to be chayza b'tshuva, but strange thing, truth is stranger than fiction. Not only was she Chazeres Metshuva, but the guy who she ran off with decides to become Jewish also. Okay, this is the Middle Ages. In the Middle Ages, it wasn't so, not like today, with the lining up through Magai. I mean, this is the Middle Ages, middle of the Crusades. Not Dafki, the person's running to become Jewish. So she converts, she was Chazeres Metshuva, and the Goyish husband converts also. The Goyish boyfriend, whoever you want to call him, converts. And now, guess what? Now, what do they want to do? Oh, they want to get married. So the shayla says, I want to get married. Hold on one second. She was mezada with this fellow, with this guy, for the last 20 years, and now she wants to get married to him. We have a problem. The problem is when you have an eish ish zinsa, an eish ish is kashem shasur labal, kachasur laboya. The Gemara learns out in the second site from Sukkim that an eish ish is mezada b'ratzon tachas baila, is a surah to her husband, and she's a surah to the person who she's mezada with. So, according to the simple pshat of the story, this should be in the Siddharaisa. She wants to be Chazeres Metshuva, that's wonderful. She wants to become a Jew, that's beautiful. But they can't get married together because she's a surah to him, because she was nivellus to him. So comes Rabbi Natan and says, no. Says Rabbi Natan, she's muteris to marry him. Why? The lo shayach lameimba echad labayel bebias evikichavim, tahavya kebias tehema. Says the Rabbi Natan, I just got finished telling you that Bias Achim Lav Shema Bia. So guess what? She was never nivlut to this guy before. Kol's bad if he would be a guy would then be mezana when she's still an ashes ishtin. That would be a big problem. But they were mezana together 20 years ago when he was a guy. The Bia that was done when he was a guy doesn't create an iser to the Boyel. Because Bias Achim Lav Shema Bia, based on Rabbi Natan's understanding of the students and headed $9. Now, Rabbi Natan didn't just have one dish. Shtickle Torah, he thought he was put it to practice, the might be mocked their potential. So he was showing him, said, what? What are you talking about? Is that true? How are you talking to Mark Gazette? So Rabbi said, tell me what else should follow for Rabbi Natan. What unbelievable chiddush should follow Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan was talking about the crazy case, but give me something more realistic. A little more realistic than this crazy case for Rabbi Natan. Potential application to this Rabbi Natan.
She's bizarre with the.
Rabbi Natan's telling you Chad Gadya that she's marrying the goy slash Jew 20 years later. What's not normal? A regular Jewish girl, regular ish, never, she makes a big mistake. She's not with a goy. Bitteratzo. She comes crying about, what do I do? Right? And we have Adam, we know for a fact she's Mazan Bitteratzo with this guy. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, just to be a Bible finish, she's a Sula Bailey on the goy. Kumpt Rabbi Natan the Pashtus and says, no, she wasn't as out of the goy. That wasn't called the Maisa Bia. So that Maisa Bia, the same way, I'll turn the tables on you. What do we say? Kishem Shasru Labal, Ken Asru Laboel. Kishem Shemuteras Laboel, Ken Muteras Labal. Right? That's the Pashtus Dvarm. So the Pashtus Dvarm is that according to Rabbi Natan, just as she's Muteras to the Boel, the Chiyagavna, she should be mutaris to the baal b'chia gavna also. That's the pashtus advarim according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Be'iri writes. The Be'iri says ksubas naf gimel, but the Rabbeinu Tam appears in two places. It appears here in Sanhedrin, and appears in the sugi ksubas naf gimel. So the Be'iri ksubas writes that enough that according to Rabbeinu Tam that would be the din. The Be'iri writes, he can't believe it's true. He doesn't think anyone agrees to this Rabbeinu Tam. But according to pure Rabbeinu Tam, there should be no difference. These with the Yisrael Baal, these with the Yisrael Baal. So come to Rishonim.
If it was that question, why does Tosfos mention this whole case then?
What's the question?
Meaning, if why specifically a case? What, right?
That was where Rabbeinu Tam made his talk famous. That was the case.
Because
That was the case where Rabbeinu Tam was machadish this unbelievable thing, right? Right, but in Ochanami, according to the simple pshat is that the din should be the same. Ech nabal v'ech nabal. So let's take a look and see. Do we have any? I mean, somehow intuitively we're very bond with this Rabbeinu Tam, but you know, our intuition is not going to ask the kasha against Rabbeinu Tam. Do we have any raya against Rabbeinu Tam? So there is a Gemara. Just put on the email so those have access to it in Maseches Soita. The Gemara says, "I cited that Chav Vav on the base." It's about 15 lines from the top. The first one line is Kechavim. You can tell what we're talking about. First one is Kechavim. The Gemara says, "Bahamar of Hamanuna." Rav Nuna made the following statement, and again, it doesn't matter right now the context of the whole discussion. We just want to focus on the one line of Rav Nuna right now. Rav Nuna, "Oyvi kichavim mekanin al yadoi." Now we're talking about Maseches Soita, so we're talking about kini and stira. If a husband gives kinoi to his wife, and he says, "Don't go into the room, the yichud with such and such a person," he says it in the presence of Eidim, and she goes in and she violates his word, she does, it's called stira, in the presence of Eidim, so boom, she becomes a Soita. When she becomes a sota, so the Torah declares the midbar, we're concerned, we're afraid maybe she was mezana, we don't know, maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. And the Torah says there's only one way to be mevayeh whether she was mezana, and that's by drinking the water of the mei sota. If she drinks the water and she passed the test, then fine, then she becomes once again back to her husband. If she fails the test, then there's not much left of her to discuss, and that's going to be the end of the story anyway. But kol zman, she hasn't drank the water, so she's asura. That's the chiddush of Pasha Soita, that she's a sura misofek. She's like a sofek eshdish esinsa. The only way to be revived the sofek is I did man. That's what the Gemara says in the Yom Sota, that a person shouldn't do anything foolish with man as that, give kinah to his wife from shugana. If he tells his wife not to have yichud with somebody, he's going to become his wife as man as that, so then she'll become a sura tim, and there's no may sofek. They have to get divorced because there's no other way in Allah to be revived the sofek. So Rav Nuna is a chiddush. Rav Nuna says that what if the person who the husband, the jealous husband, identifies as the subject of the kinui, don't have yichud, don't be together in the room with John. John's a guy. Rav Nuna said, "Makan al yado." He said, "I'll explain a little bit later what the chiddush is, but the mice have to do." Everyone agrees, "Makan al yado," even though the person who you're accusing is a guy. Nope, we've got a kasha now. Bond kasha. This is not like a kasha. This is like an avalanche. What?
If it's a guy, what's the big?
If it's a guy, so John has to form with the kash. You know, what's the din of soita? The Torah sets up this whole picture, lest she was mezana with a guy. It's a chashash, it's a suffix, maybe she was mezana with a guy. So, b'met the ramamur, then kinui and stira in the pasha soita makes any sense. That if she's miyachet with a person, who, if she would have been nimble to, would have created nisla baila. But imagine if she does yichud with somebody, even our worst fear, worst case scenario, if she was mezana with him, what? She would still be with Teres Labayla. So how in the world could you have a din of kinah? How in the world could you have a din of saita on something, on a type of a stira with a person who can't create a Yisrael Labayla in the first place? That's a kasha. I mean, that's you can't get a strong kasha to that. Or can you?
Is there any commerce by Yichud? About a woman with claim?
Yeah, there's an Yisrael Yichud with the Rabban. The Gemara says the Yichud derais is only with the Jew, the Yisrael Yichud with the guy is only with the Rabbanan. So Judah's asking a bomb kasher. Judah's asking another kasher. Say, wait a second. How can you have a din of kini and stira with somebody whom in a Torah there's no of yichud? That's what you're asking.
No.
That's good kasher. So this is one of the many rayas that the din of stira to aser a woman b'tera saita doesn't necessarily follow the rules of yichud. They're not necessarily the same. A mashal could have a situation where it may not meet the criteria of yichud in the Torah, and it could still qualify as a stira. So that's one of the rayas. But now I'll let you. What was your kasha?
No, just saying if there would be an iser yichud, then there would, why would there be an iser yichud if there's no iser bia?
No, I didn't say. I was just saying
if there would be a gemara that would say that.
We're not sanctioning this lechachila. We're just saying that this is not a type. This is not a bia in a sense that's going to create this lebal. So again, this is the bomb cash.
What is this or in the end? Like if it's not because of arayos. So we're saying it's because of farhesia.
So you want to know what is wrong? So name me the iser of having bia with a goy. Esh zish having bia with a goy. What's the name of the iser?
Well,
it's no better than stab bia with a goy, which is also right. Even if, with a pruya, it's not allowed to be with the kent together with a goy. That's the one that's of the zara.
But it's not considered a bia.
Right, but the Torah said you can't do it, so it's still called, it's an issa to have this make-believe halachic bia, but even though it's not a bia to create
a bia. Right. It's like gila, right?
It's not echlebal vechlebal. That's for our purpose, it doesn't create echlebal vechlebal. That's for sure.
But it's gila, it's not gila, right?
Pasha's not gila, right?
It's
lav vechne atzma. It's a lav, there, Isaac, abonad, there, kabal, whatever the mokra for the issa of a ball with a vasage on the blood to a god is. That's a sugim asaf, what exactly that issa is. So anyway, get back to the story. So the Chari, this Gemara is open sharp case against you. What is Rav Meir? So if I say, we're saying Yeshia Klolos, so we have one Kasha on the back burner. How did Rav Meir Tam learn this Gemara? You already have this Gemara open, so I might as well learn a little bit more. This Gemara is in the Chof Avon base, because we're going to hit, about to hit another bomb Kasha. Keep up with open Chof Avon base for a moment. Four lines from the top, so it's been a kotar. So the Mishnah told us, elaborated upon, different cases where kinui doesn't make any sense. There's no kinui if you want a person, if you want your wife not to be in the room with such and such person, that would fall short of being a halachic kinui. And one of the people who that falls short is, chutz bin hakotan, ish abrachamana v'lo kotan, exerce a kosov, v'shachav ish, so ish v'lo kotan. Exerce a kosov, ish v'lo kotan. Who's got a kasha? You just read that Gemara. Ish v'loka. Who's got a kasha?
Whenever is a katan, why would ever would a katan be included in this?
So what do you mean by that? I'm going to formulate that question.
Meaning, for every other mitzvah, a katan wouldn't be, right?
Well, this is not mitzvah. This is not addressing whether the katan is going to be chayav misa now. We want to know, I have a bas yisrael who's 25 years old. The husband goes ahead and gives her kinyan not to be together with this child. So the Gemara says, oh, there's no din of kinyan now. Parsha Sotah doesn't apply.
Well,
there's no bia
for the katan? Stop. Tavisha's a, what question do you have to answer, if I say?
How old
is this katan exactly?
Over above 9.
Oh, so we know there's a Mishnah Masechet that's needed, there's an Halacha Moshe Sinai, that there's a sheer bia. A little boy below the age of 9 years old is aim bia sibia. Whatever he does, if he physically tries to have a bia, it's good. That's not going to be my sibia in Halacha. Above the age of 9, that's already considered to be a bia sibia. Now, it doesn't mean, let's say Lamoshe, let's say a 10-year-old boy is Mazatna with an Ishazish, it doesn't mean he's going to be Mechayev Misa, he's still Lav Baronchen, but he could potentially be Mechayev Har Misa. So if you have a 10-year-old boy Mazana with a 15-year-old Ishazish, she'll be Chayev Misa, and he's going to get off because he's Lav Baronchen. The least the age of 9, so even she's going to get off because that's not Halach called to be. That's Halach Moshe Sinai. That's part of the Din of Shiur and Halach Moshe Sinai. 9 years old is a cutoff point for a boy. 3 years old for a girl, 9 years old for a boy. How old is this boy over here? Who votes for pre-9, who votes for post-9? I would say he's post-9. Why would I say he's post-9? What's the case? They don't have kinyan with this boy because of what? Because of garnish, right? So the Pashtun's varm is, this kid is above the age of 9, and therefore, it makes a lot of sense. I would have thought that above the age of 9, it really makes sense that we should declare him to be, he's a man, over the age of 9, the Yasa Bia. I would have thought the Yasa Bia, so he's going to ask the woman, so therefore, Kinyan Shabbat, because there's a custom, there's no Kinyan. Kach Nemer Allah Ishu Lekon. So that's a Tosis Dapa. Tosis on the top of Chavavah Beis Tapa learns the Gemara that way. This boy is over the age of 9. Under the age of 9, I don't need a Tosis. Of course, who disagrees with Tosis? The Rambam. So if you take a look at the... Can we put it on the phone? What Allah was it again? Is that written down? But not Allah Chavavah means it's written down. The Rambam of the Soita, by the way, in the Frankel Rambam, spells Soita with a sin, not with a samach. On the Sech, that's also the samach, but correct, it really should be what? It's really a sin, because Ishish Kisista Ishna was written in Chumash with a sin. So for some reason, it became a samach, and like Rabbinic, Mishnaic, Hebrew. But the Rambam wrote back Hadash Rech Kedah, he wrote it with a sin. And just in case you're interested in that piece of trivia. Okay, so the Rambam writes in Berg Aflochavav, Amr Lois asked his wife, Altistri employni, Vaya Koton, Pachos Bibentesh, Shonu Yamechot. Oh, Amr Altistri in Behemazu, Ain Zekin, Shnev, Shechab Ish, Prat Lakotl Behemish, Ain Osin Osolov. What did the Rambam just say? Exactly what we didn't want him to say. We probably expected him to say it, but we didn't want him to say it. Rambam writes that the Chiddush HaTorah, the Gezeiras HaKosov of Ish V'loi Katan, is there to tell me a Katan under the age of 9. If I say according to the Rambam, over the age of 9, what would the din be? Tachta, there is Kinoi over the age of 9, but under the age of 9, there's no Kinoi. Why? Because the Gezeiras HaKosov, Tachta Emer Halacha, Ish V'loi Katan. Pilei Ploim, the Rambam. What's the Rambam talking about? What do I need a Pasuk, Ish V'loi Katan? Take what is the NBSAB, or what's the Rambam talking about? Everybody say we're beginning to see a pattern develop. We have two kashas. They say one kasha is a kasha, two kashas is a terror, two kashas is a yisoid, and four kashas is a shirkloli. So we only have two out of four. Alright? So we have two kashas. We have Kuenja Benetam, who said that Bias Akum doesn't answer Isha Labayla anyway, but yet somehow it can create Kinoi. And we have Bias Katan under the age of 9, they can't answer Isha Labayla anyway. But it could have created Kinoi, if not for a quirk. True, the Yemen says it doesn't, Xeris HaKosov Ish, that's true. But a little late, Xeris HaKosov, it would have created an Isser of Soita. So everybody said, we see two scenarios here, that the Isser of Soita is either literally being created, or potentially being created, even in a situation where Lu Yitzu, the real tragedy struck, the real disaster happened, it was Mamish Boilah, if this person, the guy, the Katan, would have been Boyal, we would have laughed, we would have turned away and said, forget it, but that doesn't matter. Soita somehow takes on a life in and of itself. You could become a Soita even in a situation where, if you would have had Bia, you wouldn't have become a Surah. Now that's striking. That's mind-boggling. That flies in the face of anything we would have said. If I would have told you that 20 minutes ago, I'd say, I'm crazy. Soita means that we're afraid lest a Bia happen. You're turning around and telling me, even if you knew a Bia happened, it would be okay, but if she's a Soita, she's worse. What's going on? It doesn't make any sense. It's two very, very strange. We have a third strange sugya, and our lockers is on the same page, and so is that one of them. That's what we saved a little bit on the email today. Comes we went Sayyidah Chavavah. It's about 15 lines from the bottom. The first word in the lines is lava lava, lovely. It's not 15 lines, it's lava lava. Look at the sound. We have a following brisa. Shechva zera, the Torah says concerning Soita, v'shechav ish osa shechva zera. So what does that phrase mean? Prat l'dabar acher. It's coming to exclude something, some other mishunadik, some other very not nice thing. But something that's not technically Shechva Zera in the full sense of the word, somehow the din is different. What are we talking about? My daughter Acher, Amr of Sheshis, Prat L'Shekimi Lo Shloi Kedarka. What if the husband says to his wife, I'm not my shoulder, says to his wife, I think you're acting inappropriately with another man. I think that you are having bia shaloi kedarka with another man, and with that Reuben over there, and I don't want you to be in the room with Reuben, because I suspect you're having bia shaloi kedarka with him. So comes Rav Sheshet and says, that's not called a kinui. That's the prat l'davrach. Only a kinui on a bia kedarka, when the husband says to his wife, I think you're having mamish bia, you're having real bia with that man, that's called a kinui. If he gives it this mishuradical warning and says, I'm suspicious of bia shaloi kedarka, that's a good, that's Dvar Mitaynum. That's what Rav Sheshet Shalom Chad brings.
That's an essential element of the Hasra that he has to say. Yes, I suspect you of...
He doesn't really have to, but if he starts to identify and says the wrong thing, that can be mafkiya and the whole kid. That's levatal the whole kid. So the Gemara says, what? The Gemara says, that can't be. Omali Rava, Shalai Kedarka, Mishkive Yishas. In Kola Terekula, Bia Shalai Kedarka is the same as a Bia Kedarka. That's a possible by Mishkav Zoch. The Torah says, Yishkav Zoch, Mishkive Yisha. The only way to have a nice bia, Mishkav Zohar, is obviously that way. So comes Rav and says, we know there's a din in Kalatar, but all the bias are like that. That Mishkav Bia Shlok Adark is Dina Kavir L'Chalatar Kula. So to say that it's not Dina Kavir and Uchasait, it doesn't make any sense. It's hard to believe that's what the Xerxes Kosovo is. So what is it? Elam Rava, Prat L'Shekinimo Derech Eivorim. So what does he say? He says to us, I'm suspicious that you're acting inappropriately. I think that you are having physical contact with Reuven. I don't think you're having beer with Reuven. I'm not going to do that far. I think you're touching him, whatever you're doing with him, inappropriately, things that are awesome to do. And I'm giving you a kini, don't you dare lock yourself in the room with that fellow, because that's what I'm suspicious of. So comes Reuven and says, Thus is Nishken kini. That's not called a kini. That's a garnish. That's a nothing. And that's what the term means, Shechvazera Pratla Dabarachir. The Dabarachir is Derech Ivar. So Amalei Abaye jumped in Rav and says, Pritzusa bi almohi, u pritzusa bi osa rachamono. That's Abaye's kasha. Abaye says, that can't be pshat. Abaye says, there's no way in the world that's what the Torah is telling me. The Torah is giving me a posit to tell me that a kinoi of derech evarim is not called a kinoi. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Why? Pritzusa osa rachamono. It's only pritzus. Don't take that line out of context. Only pritzus. What does that mean? What does that line mean? It's only pritzus.
It's not enough to ask her.
I mean, that's not enough to ask her. Come on, who are you kidding? That's enough to ask her. Right, that's the pashas. That's of course what it's in the mark. Going back to something we spoke about earlier, last year. Who remembers the Machlekes Rav and the Ramban? So at the end of the year we spoke about chibuk and nisha and all kind of other physical contacts with a woman who's an erva.
Right, it's kailal other things besides.
But the Rambam is a famous sheet that the Rambam says that any physical contact derech taiva with an erva is an issa deraisa. It's like eating chazer. Chibuk v'nishut with an erva, whether that erva is an eshes ish, whether it's somebody else, whether it's your own wife, if it's derech taiva, which is an ida, if it's derech taiva. So the Rambam holds that it's mamash issa malchus. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, issa derabonan, it is, I'm not advocating, I'm not being mafter it. But Issa Deraisa, it's not, says the Rambam. Then Rambam back that, who remembers the Sefer Mitzvahs, maybe it's Chatzishia. We spoke about this at the very, very end of the year last year. So one of the rayas that the Rambam brings from this Gemara, because the Rambam learned this Gemara to mean, Pritzusa bi'alma, bi'asa rachamana means, the Torah doesn't even prohibit what she's doing. The husband's telling her, hey, you're touching somebody, it's not your husband, that's a terrible thing. So the Gemara says, I mean, it's not a good thing, it's Pritzusa, it's bad. Not really an issa deraisa in the sense of a real bona fide issa deraisa. That can't be the case of Soita. That's what the Ramban like the Gemara. Not like Gorkor, like the Rambam. That of course it's also midaraisa. It just can't create an issa labaila midaraisa. The Ramban, it's not an issa deraisa altogether. But again, we're leaving out a bai for now. We want to go back to Rav. So again, we have this braisa, cryptic braisa. The braisa says Sheikh Vazera teaches us prala davarach, and we have no idea what it means. Rav Sheshet tried his pshat, Rav rejected it. So now Rav has suggested. Prat l'shkimo derech evarim, Rabbi doesn't like it. So the Gemara goes back and forth and back and forth, and finally the Gemara goes back to explain what Rabbi was driving at. Skip down to four lines in the bottom. To the end of the line. L'oilom l'shkimo derech evarim. The evis to evis is that that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Rabbi's okimta is the correct one. That the Pasuk is coming to teach me that kimo l'derech evarim does not qualify as kidoi. It's pshita, pritzusa osarachamana. Listen to the Havamina. Umal de tema, I would have said, B'kpeda de ba'al tal yerachamona u'ba'al hakakopin. This whole parish of kinu ultimately depends upon the husband. If the husband wants to look the other way and not be makadah, so he won't be makadah. Because he's makbid, he creates the kinu, he gets the whole ball rolling of sin. So I would have thought that since the Torah puts it into his jurisdiction, it's all dependent on his mood, fixated the Baal Tal Yerachamana, so I would have thought that he's makbid on Chinuv Yishuv also. He doesn't want his wife to be with somebody else, even not Derech Biyah. So if he's makbid on that, I would have thought that's sufficient grounds for Kinoi. So it's not such a bein havamina kamash belon, that it's not. Baruch Hashem, we can breathe a sigh of relief. Rav has given us a pshat in the Braisa. He has rejected Abayis Kashas, Petusach HaVachasar HaMana. The Havamina was the necessity for Pasuk is, catch these words, Mal detema bikpeda de baal talya rechamana ubal hachakapid. That was the impetus for the Pasuk. That's the reason for the Pasuk. That's the Havamina. Mal detema bikpeda de baal talya rechamana. Gevaldik. I just have one question to ask you. I want to know what the meaning of the next two words in the Gemara is. Kamash Malon. I want you to tell me Pshadis Gemara. I'll tell you that. I told you the Havamina. I told you the Havamina. I want you to tell me this. The Havamina is, even though this is not really Bia, this is not maybe even a Sederaisa, and this is not something that asks us all about, none of that's true about Derech Hevar. People usually don't do any of the above. And Afo Pichain, Tenzai, you could have had Kini on it. Kamash Malon, that's not true. Who's going to tell me the two ways of understanding the Kamash? What's the Chakir in the Kamash?
Really, it's just princess.
So therefore, in other words,
there's it just looks bad, but there's.
But tell me, I built up the Havamina, I want the Maskana to address the Havamina. So the Havamina was, Bikpeda de Baal Tal Rechamana, I'm carrying this flag of Bikpeda de Baal Tal Rechamana, Kamash Malon.
It's not Peda, and it's objective, not subjective. Kepeda would be that it's subjective. Meaning, so Kepeda de Baal, it sounds like it would be a subjective, so Baal X would say that this is Baal, this is Baal, Baal Y would say it's not. Kamash Malon, that we have a uniform standard across everything.
Okay, now I want you to tell me, what is the uniform standard?
And why does that exclude... Or Roy would be...
Somebody heard three things. A logical thing. What?
Via.
So Dr. Fisher is suggesting, but I think he's suggesting, is that the Havamina was created to Baal, or as Danny said, we created this whole potential out there. We created this whole monster called created to Baal, which can be very subjective with a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What's the Kamash Malon? That we were dead wrong. That Saita has nothing to do with Kepeda. I mean, yes, it's true, the Baal is deciding to be Makbid, but the Halachic Kinoi is not a function of Kepeda Baal. The standards that we wanted to superimpose on Kinoi are not correct. There are certain, as you said correctly, Dan, there are certain objective Halachic standards, and combined with the two of you said, there are certain objective Halachic standards. There's actually one objective Halachic standard. What is it called? Bia. That is the standard. The Kamash Malon is that forget Kepeda de Baal. Kepeda de Baal is the Devar Potato. There was a wild Havamina. It was enough to necessitate a Pasuk. But the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that it doesn't depend on Kepeda de Baal. It depends on a Halachic Bia with all the ramifications thereof. That's one way to read this Gemara. That's the Kamash Malon, that the Havamina is basically dead wrong. But there's another way to read this Havamina. There's a standard, it's like Mash Hakim 101. There's another way to read the Havamina and the Maskana. What's the other way?
Pedo, it's just not Makbid.
Oh! The Havamina's not there. Pedo de Baal is really a factor. It wasn't just a fleeing Havamina. Pedo de Baal is a factor, even the Maskana. But, yesh. Let's say a husband says he's Makbid that his wife is talking to somebody, he's Makbid that his wife is looking at somebody. That's also good. I mean, so yes, it's true that the Kepeda de Baal Tal Rechamana, that's true, but there has to be a certain realistic type of a Kepeda. The Kepeda of Derech Hevar doesn't even meet the barometer of that kind of Kepeda de Baal. But at the end of the day, the Havamin is correct that Kepeda de Baal is the factor. What changes between the Havamin and the Maskana is not a qualitative change, it's a quantitative change. That means that you thought that kinui for derech ivar for chibuk benisha is enough of a kpeda to create saita. Kamashma, you're under the bar a little bit. Just raise the bar a drop. But we don't have to change the bar. We don't have to throw the bar. We don't have to throw out kpeda debal. We don't have to go for new hagdoras. We have to fish that new world, the world of inu. Kpeda debal remains. So fundamental question, fundamental hakira, how do we pshat this world? We know what the Havamina was kpeda debal, not bia. Kamash Malon, is the Kamash Malon that kpeda debal is out the window, bia is all that matters, or is the Kamash Malon kpeda debal, yes, just raise the bar a little bit. So comes the Beis HaLevi, this Jewess, and he raises this hakira. He raises it two ways. He says the Beis HaLevi, there are two Rishonim who can now be understood quite well in light of one of the ways of reading this Gemara. Who are the two Rishonim? The Tan and the Rambam. Says the Beis HaLevi, if you tell me that the end of the day, the rules changed, and Kfeira Debal doesn't really matter, and the only thing that determines Hilchas Saita is an objective standard of Bia, then Rabbi Natan doesn't make any sense. Because the Tam just told you that Bias Akum Lash Mobiya. Bias Akum doesn't create an Isla Bol, doesn't create an Isla Baal. If it doesn't, if it's not called the Shem Bi in Kalan Terakula, how could it suffice for Kinoi and Rav Nunav Tezok Mikane De Akum? It says the Beis HaLevi, according to Rav Nunav, there's no question Rav Nunav learned the Gemara the other way. Rav Nunav learned the Gemara, now the Tam of Kpeda Debal, Kabid Rachamana, Kamash Balon, yeah, Kpeda Debal, Kabid Rachamana. But the kpeda for derech ivar is nishkin kpeda. That's not sufficient kpeda. That type of kpeda doesn't reach the bar of kpeda. You have to raise the bar a little bit. But give me something that does reach the bar of kpeda sabal. A physical, biological act of bia that just happens to be done with a goy who apidin ain bia si bia. Zok the Beis HaLevi v'dascha v'nitam. You want to tell me that chibuk v'nishuk is not called a sufficient kpeda? That's b'makam. You want to tell me that Bias Akum, Rachman Lutzon, that's not called the Kepeda Sabal. If that's not a Kepeda, what is a Kepeda? Says the Beis HaLevi, it's a halachic quirk that a Bias Akum is Nishkin Bia. Such a quirk under Rebbeinu Tam thought of it, no one else even heard of it. Rebbeinu Tam dug up a Gemara and said, and Yehovah Stav Tzadiches came up with this razzle down to Shabbat Tokos Bias Akum Lashma Bia. Says the Beis HaLevi, yeah, Bias Akum Lashma Bia, when the halacha depends upon objective Bia, so it depends upon Kepeda Sabal, thus is Kepeda Sabal.
She would be a Sota.
She would be a Saita.
Even according to Rebbeinu Tam.
According to Rebbeinu Tam, she would be a Saita. Absolutely right. It would be among the things. If Lo Yitzui, there was no Kinoi, Lo Yitzui, that two Edom caught a woman being Mizana with a Goy, she's Muteres L'Baila. But if the husband expresses a Kinoi, and now we have no idea of knowing whether she did or not, she's a Surah to the husband. That's not Mad Medin. That's right. That's exactly right. I'm right on the nose. Heichan Matzina Davar Kazer. Where do we find Kayyad? Somebody give me the other example. According to the Rabbah. You have an 8.5-year-old boy has a bia, so to speak, for the woman. We say ain bia sibia. Don't ask any kashas. Kachanem alach mashusina ain bia sibia. But the man says to his wife, "Don't have yichud. Don't be together with this 8.5-year-old boy. I think you're doing something inappropriate with him, and he's makbid on that. That's not derech ivarim." That's a hakpada on a. It's a biological beer. I mean, yes, the taxes. It's the same beer. It's 8.5. Fine, it's the same beer. A pidin. That's the halacha. A pidin is mufka v'shem beer. Not all that different than Rabbi Natan's a pidin v'yasakum. Beer's cut the box. But that's like the halacha equivalent of v'yasakum. It's a biological, physical beer without being a halacha beer. Says the Beis HaLevi, the Das the Rambam, that would have qualified as kinui. That would have made the woman to a saita. It happens to be good morning, a chiddush atar that not ish v'lakot. The good don't ask the kashya to the marshal. If the gzeres hakasuv that not for whatever deep dark secret reasons why, but if not for the gzeres hakasuv, he would have been a perfect candidate for kinoi, notwithstanding the fact that he's not a candidate to asra nisha l'vayla. So, Rambam Shem Beis HaLevi took three sugyas: took the sugya of Rabbeinu Tam v'yasafim, took the sugya of katan kinyan for a katan, he took the sugya of the Shefazer Pratla Davar Acher, he put all three together in one big chult out of it. He said, those two Rishayim, the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rabbah, were all following one Mahalach in the Sugya. Anyone who disagrees with that Mahalach in the Sugya, by definition, will disagree with the Rebbeinu Tam. Who disagrees with the Rebbeinu Tam? Everybody. I mean, the Rivam and the Ramban from last week, the Baal, the other Rishayim, who didn't buy into Rebbeinu Tam. Who disagrees with the Rambam? It's the Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the Gemara is talking about it over 9 years old, under 9 years old, even possibly. Says the Beis Halevi, we have two mahachim, two different gishot, like gamrei, two different approaches to the sugya, and it all revolves around three words in the Baruch of Avraham Avinu: kamashma tours. I can tell you, bring up the word kamashma. Kamashma one is the kamashma on that. Throw out the window fit of the Baal, focus only on objective Bia, but the Kamash Milan, no, keep on focusing on fit of the Baal, just change the bar slightly.
But a man accuses his wife, and so before she drinks, if she admits it, what happens to her?
Before
she drinks,
she's a suru. She's a suru misafik.
No, and now she admits that she was Mazana.
If she admits, then
she doesn't drink, but
right,
she's
a suru.
She doesn't. Right. But so what would happen in this case? So he warns her not to be with a guy, and then she admits it.
Right. No, then she's a surah because she was a surah outside. Once the yisra was created,
well, she's
outside,
not a surah because
she's not
of
really
the bia.
That she's not a surah to be it, right? Because you don't have to wait there. If a woman walks into the basin and says, I was mazana, so then she's not believed. She's not even shabbat nafshi because she's with her husband, whatever the reason is. But in this case, once she says that she was mazana, that she can't drink, when she can't drink, immediately the yisra saita comes down. So the yisra saita can apply even if the boil is
okay,
so under 9, we're considering it a maisabiyah?
It's that called a biological maisabiyah without a halachic maisabiyah. It's like a couple. That's like a bia sakum.
A woman admits to, like, not a soda case. There's no sort of regular.
She just walks into bais and says,
she was married to her husband?
Yeah. The last Mishnah of Masechet Nedarim says that in the olden days, once a woman would come and say she was mazana, and then we would ask her al shav enash to get to the surah. In the later generations, they realized that anytime a woman wanted to get, so she would just walk to the basin and give us some makeup of a boom mitzvah. So they stopped passing that. So then the Rishonim really stopped passing that without the shav enash. So the Rishonim explained why shav enash doesn't really apply. Okay, good. So Rabbi Sinai, so we have a beer in Rabbi Natam. We've been assuming that Rabbi Natam is consistent in that if he's mounted her to the boil, he in turn will be mounted to the bowl as well. And then we had to explain away the whole Sota story being a little bit different. That was basically his mahalach. Rabbi Sinai, there's another mahalach to Rabbi Natam. One could argue that Rabbi Natam never was mater this woman to the Baal. Remember Joshua asked me, how come Tosfos only quotes the crazy case Rabbi Natam? So I said, because that's what happened.
She's
a
guy.
No, I'm talking about she's mazana with a guy, and she wants to come back for a Jewish
husband. Specifically because the case was
No. The case happened, the crazy case happened that way, but Josh asked me, how come in the last 500 years we haven't heard anybody talking about, and then we have heard, unfortunately, but how come Tosfos didn't say, according to Rabbi Natam, she's muteris even to the original husband? So I said, yeah, she's muteris anyway, but the husband wasn't asking the shayla. But others say, wait a second, take a step back. Did Rabbi Natam ever say she's muteris to the Baal? Rabbi Natam never say that? Never said it. The Meiri said it, but not Rabbi Natam. But it's quite possible that Rabbi Natam himself didn't hold the one. Rabbi Natam may have held that she's mezana with a goy, so yes, she's muteris to the goy, and the is gayer, but she's a surah to the husband. And the truth is that it would be easier to say that because there are a few gemaras that sound that way. There are a few gemaras that would be much, much smoother to read if that would be true. But that boggles the mind. How can that be true? How can that possibly be true? It took us 20 minutes to explain why Soita, again, the Soita Kasha, Soita is its own world. But how in the world can you split between the Isla Baal and Isla Baal? How can you say, well, make up your mind, be consistent. Either it is B or not B. If it's B, it should ask her for both. If it's not B, it should be mounted to the Baal. How can anyone explain this tightrope with the Asim again? We're not sure what Rabbi Natam said. We have two possible versions of Rabbi Natam. We know Rabbi Natam, Maisa Shai, was mounted to the Baal. The Miri says he was mounted to the Baal also, and others are not so sure. How would we explain away conceptually that other version of Rabbi Natam?
She violated the fidelity. The Jewish fidelity.
Okay. So we're gonna put that concept into pure halachic terms. Yadua that an ishazish shazimsa is only a surah levayla if she's mezad of her rotsa. She's mezad of her inish. She's mutaris. She doesn't go back to her husband. What if the following happens? And it really happened. Ma'aseh Shana. Wasn't so smart. She has such a good education. And she's Nashizish. She's Mizana Tachaspah. And what are you doing? What are you doing? Mizana Lucina for Sarasa Dibras. She never heard of Sarasa Dibras. She didn't know. She didn't hop that there's anything religiously wrong with what she's doing. Shabbos, she heard of it. She never heard of Lucina. She didn't know that you're not allowed to do. Didn't know the term Asada Lucina. What do you think? You think that's called Enes or Ratzin? That's called Shogi or Mazin?
The fact that she did the act.
If she was really, in a sense, a bona fide Shogi, let's say she thought that her husband was dead, right? And it turns out that it's really like, his mom is a Shogi, so the Minaturim, she's the terrorist husband. Sometimes the drop on it, not, let's copy it to the end of the Amos. But if she really thought that her husband was dead, so then that's clearly called Shogi, that's not Nesh Dishes in Sabirotsu. So here, she's kabeshmaya, so to speak. We couldn't kill her based on this. She's a shoygig. Is that called shoygig with Avid Yisrael Baila? So the Maharik writes in the Tshuva that he thinks that's not called shoygig. You know why? Exactly what Dr. Fisher says. Torah describes in Eish Zish Zimsa Fatim Ol Ma'al, that's the next one, remembers? Be'isha. The Malkei, and she is. But Kisisa Ishta Umala Bo Mal, V'Shachav Ishaza Umala Mal BeIsha. The Torah presents the Issel of Ayla as a result of what that she was Moelas Be. Not against her Baruch Shalom, but to Mal BeIsha. She was Moelas against her husband. She was treacherous against her husband. She violated fidelity to her husband. Whether she did a religious act intentionally or not, you know, the Baruch Shalom will decide. The Issel of Baila emanates not from the religious violation of Losinov, not from the Sefer Dibros. The Issel of Baila is what we call a Begid of a Baila, it's a Tim Me'il of a Baila. It's the fact that she acted in a sense of the Chavera against her husband. That's the Geirim of the Issel of Baila. So she dated Maharik. And therefore, if she did it thinking that what she was doing was religiously permissible, but she knew full well, I mean, unless she's a pure shaita, she knows that her husband's not happy about it. She knows that marriage means that, even though she may not be able to formulate in terms of religious obligation, but she knows if it's on the chaveru, the husband doesn't want it. That's called lesser ishalba. However, one could argue that a woman who is mezana in such a tzura may be a tzura to her husband, but it's possible to say that who is she muteris to? It's possible. I didn't say yes. It's possible she's muteris to the boy. Possible. Comes the Orach Lener in his parish of Masechet Sanhedrin in our sugya, and the Orach Lener says he thinks that Maharik is the answer, is the key to Rabbeinu Tam. And the Orach Lener thinks that Rabbeinu Tam never meant to say that the woman who's mezana with the goy is muteris labayla. Too many gemaras that don't sound that way. He thinks she's a surah labayla. He's only muteris labayla. What's the split happen to be? Mamon or Shatim with B or not? Zot the Maharik, when you're being done, Labayla, you don't have to be so picky on the definition, was it a B or not? What you really have to ask was there such a degree of a Me'ila Babayla that's sufficient to call this an Isha I can't say the word Nivul Yachir, but Isha Shabogda Babayla with the Maspik Begida to Asar Labayla? Zot the Achaner, he thinks yes. Asa to the boyal, it doesn't depend on begid. It depends on one thing: yes, be or no be. Be a sakam lach from be, then she's mataris. What the Orach Lener is saying vis-a-vis the Issel of Baila is almost identical to what the Hagdara that the base that the okay, give it away. The Orach Lener is saying within the Issel of Baila was almost identical to what the Beis Halevi was saying within what, not the Issel of Baila, but rather within the din of Soita. Because the Beis Halevi's shot in Rabbeinu Tam was to almost remove objective bia as the absolute criteria and focus more on the husband-wife relationship. Focus more on what the husband doesn't want, what the wife is violating the husband's trust. That's really the gist of what the Beis Halevi said. That what really matters is what the husband cares about, not so much what the Torah cares about. So what the Beis Halevi was saying in the Din of Saita, because the Beis HaLevi was learning a certain pshat in Rabbeinu Tam that she's talking with teres levayla, but she could still become a soita. So the Beis HaLevi brought to life the sugi back to Penis of Al. The Ruch Lanier is saying an almost identical word, but he's extending it out of the realm of just soita. He's extending it to the whole general, even lesser Yishol Vayla. You can have a situation where she does something that's not technically a Maisabiyah, and it's still enough to ask her about, not through the channels of soita. So it's very, very close to one another. But the Ruch Lanier is sitting in Hamburg, he was in Germany, saying Hishtabel Torah is in Rabbeinu Tam. Beis HaLevi is sitting in Volozhin, in Slutsk, and he didn't be able to make the bris. I mean, there's Chazan at the bris. The Beis HaLevi is sitting around and saying Hishtabel Torah is in Litta, but they're saying an almost identical word in a different aspect of this general Ish parasha. So I found something amazing tonight. It's a little on the spooky end. But when I went tonight to pull off the Ruch Lanier off the shelf, I noticed that the Ruch Lanier was mamish next to the Shalos HaTshuvos Beis HaLevi on my shelf. I did not plan it that way. I did not put it that way. But they happened to be mamish right next to each other.
Rebbe Shemaisa.
Rebbe Shemaisa. Aboicha Yivchor. If you're a Yeke, you're going to go down the Ruch Lanier's route. If you're a Brisker, a Misnaget, a Litvisha, you're going to go down. Yeke is also a Misnaget. You're a Litvisha, you're going to go down the Beis HaLevi's route. But, no. Shnei Gedoyle Ge'oini Oilam dealt with the same Rebbeinu Tam, putting a different spin Rebbeinu Tam, each one almost focusing on a similar aspect, albeit in a different aspect of the general Pasha Mishasish. If I say one last Nakuda before we get to the Shabbat tonight, how did this story play out in the end? I don't care what happened with it. Lamaisa, what happened? So most of the Rishonim said, what? Rebbeinu Tam, how can it be? It's Akum Lashmim. Yeah, the whole thing is not true. But you know what? The Rosh in the Gidim Sekhsubis says that he thinks Rebbeinu Tam is right, the Lav Mitameh. He thinks Rebbeinu Tam is Pesach Emes, that she's taka muteres to the Bayel, but not at all because of the lumbus that Rebbeinu Tam gave. For a totally different lumbus. What's the different lumbus? Go back to, believe it or not, Seif Nachov Avon Beis. Let's go back to Rav Amnuna for a minute. It's about, again, 15 lines or so from the top. First one is Kechavim. Rav Amnuna told us of Kechavim, Mekana Yodah, Pas Bechuma. So the Gemara asks, Mekana Yodah Pshita. Pshita took us an hour to explain it, but the Gemara says Pshita. It's obvious that if you give Kinoi to the woman not to have a Yichud with the Goy, that's called Kinoi. Pshita. So the Gemara says, not so Pshita. Mal B'Teim, I would have said, Nitma or Nitma or Shtei Pa'amim. Echad Labal, Yechad Labayim. Heichad the kamitzra b'haznus, aval ha hoil v'yasur v'kayma emaloi kamashvul. What was the avmina? Avmina was if you give kinoi to a woman, not to the guy, the package of baal and bayil can't be fulfilled. Because what do you mean asur l'baal asur l'baal? She's asur to the baal anyway. The baal is not guy. So of course she's asur to the baal even before she was married to the Jew. So I would have thought that since the Esel Baal and the Esel Baal are almost two sides of the same coin, they're so closely related to one another, if you can't fulfill Bishle Musa, the Isser of Echel Baal, maybe the Esel Baal doesn't kick in. Kamash, what's not true? Kabrila Sarvah doesn't kick in. What do you see from this Havamina? That the Esel Baal only makes sense to somebody who she would otherwise have been Muteris to. The Esel Baal means you went ahead and was mezana with a guy. You violated Eishes Ish using this guy to violate Eishes Ish. We're going to smack you with an Isser. Vice versa, you were muteris beforehand. I mean, before you were married, you could have married Reuven. You chose to marry Shimon, and now you want to be with Reuven. That's the Isser Levoyal. But if there was never a possibility to marry this guy in the first place, what's fine? Isser Levoyal is an Isser Levoyal. We can almost call it like almost like an Enis Achal Isser. She's already a sewer to the boy for other reasons. How can you possibly become a sewer again? So if the Rosh, that's the reason why Rebbeinu Tam is right, even though he's not right. Rebbeinu Tam's psak is 100% correct about Mitamei. You know why she's Muteris to marry this Baal 20 years from now? Because at the time when she was mezana him 20 years ago, was the Isma Baal Chal? Wasn't Chal. How can it be Chal? He was a good. So what's the Isma Baal? So now,
Ramban. What?
What?
Like the Ramban,
huh? Not the because Ramban. It wasn't Isma Baal. Not it. Call whatever you want to call, but you can't call her Asur Labol right now because she's Balabach Asur Labol. He's asur to the boy because he's a goy.
Not after from the idea of ishus.
Right, because a goy, because it's a pre-existing issur. So Elohim, you want the issur to the boy to come to have a chis amazing 20 years from now? Issur don't come back to life. At the moment of truth, at the time when we were keveya, is there an issur leval leboil or not? We had a pasuk that there's no issur leboil because mitzvah mekoyes. The Gemara says inside the chumah of Beis. So therefore, the issur doesn't come back. And 20 years later, he converts. Good, mazal tov, she can marry him. So Rebbeinu Tam's tzach is right. Allow me to think.
What about the case of the katan? At no point, right? The katan, right? You can't marry, right? She can't marry him.
So you what? Why can't she marry him?
Oh no, maybe she. Oh, she probably she can.
She can, theoretically. So the Rishonim quote for Rabbi Yechiel, one of the other Rishonim, Rabbi Yechiel in Paris, probably, who said that Rabbi Tam is right. V'lami tameh. V'lami tameh did a rush either. Rabbi Tam is right for another reason. Listen to this reason why she's been terrorist. It's up to Rabbi Yechiel. When she's mezana with this guy, so she becomes echel lebav echel lebayim. The Isra is Chal, even though she was a Surah B'Lavach B'Shem Goy, against Rabbi Tam in the Rush. There's an Isra L'Boy, Alissa L'Boy, Alissa L'Boy for the next 20 years. The minute this guy goes into the mikvah, what do we call him? Gershon is Gakon Shinoel Adami. All of a sudden he's Ois. He's a new person, born again. Abdul. Now Rabbi Yisrael, Gershon is Gakon Shinoel Adami is another Sugya. Not for now. That is a highly controversial application of that principle. That's very, very limited, that principle. Rabbi Yechiel is a big chiddush. In Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, the ma'is of Rabbi Natan is quoted, lahalacha, that we follow Rabbi Natan, but what is not clear is which version of Rabbi Natan do we follow. Do we follow Rabbi Natan's version of Rabbi Natan? Do we follow the Rush's version of Rabbi Natan's psalm? Do we follow Rabbi Yechiel's version of Rabbi Natan's psalm? Unclear lahalacha. But this Rabbi Natan, the whole thrust, the whole sugya, after the Be'ar Chanez, the Be'ar the whole Olish there is, it all emanates from one sugya, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, which all ultimately boils down back to our sugya Pesachim. How can the Gemara Pesachim say that Gilead Rice is heard by Yavor, and yet the Gemara Sanhedrin didn't pick on Gilead Rice for Esther, only picked on for Hesia? What happened to Gilead Rice? So we had four Pshatim in the Rishonim. We had the Rivam from last week, we had the Balmor from last week, the Ramban from last week, Rabbi Natan from this week. Rabbi Natan's answer is the whole world in of itself with two fundamentally different Yurim, the Gedali Echaret from Bezalevi to the Aruch Lener. And even within those Rishonim who didn't accept Rabbi Natan for his long distance, anyway, succumb to the Pesach of Rabbi Natan for other tangential reasons. Most of the Rishonim disagree with Rabbi Natan's first, the real Rabbi Natan. And even with Rabbi Natan, we're not even sure Rabbi Natan's.
How far off on there looked at that last piece of the Kamash Vaman in Gemara Sota?
So he said
he was on one side. I know, but I'm saying, but
he was going even further. He was saying that even with the Issa to the Baal, so much is put on this more than just an objective Maisabi. So he wasn't even Messiah Chayes to that last Gemara. He just goes like the Ikvas of Ma'arif. Overall. Okay, hopefully by next week we'll have the Michael Cummins back in there.